Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once more to the Neighborhood Listen, the podcast that explores the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. I am one of your hosts. My name is Bert Miapede. I'm a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls. And with me, as always, is...
Oh, the other host. And I'm Joan Pedestrian, and I'm a realtor here in Dignity Falls. And proud of it.
No lies detected.
Oh, I passed.
That's online.
Have you ever... What's online? Oh, like, is that one of the things the kids say now?
No lies detected.
No lies detected.
Probably not kids anymore. Probably in their 30s. It's probably already extremely passe.
By the time I figure it out, it's always... never you. It means something completely different now.
That's right. Now it means you are lying.
Yes. Have you ever thought about taking a lie detector test? It makes me... I would get so stressed.
Joan, I think about it all the time.
It's your new Roman Empire?
I can't speak for all men, but I imagine that most of us think about lie detector tests.
Rent
free. Probably 5 times a day.
Rent free. Okay. Are you serious? Really? Tell me about
that.
Yeah,
I do. I think about it a lot.
Okay,
because think how... You know why? Because I want to fool it.
You
want to
beat it. Of
yes,
course you do.
Of course.
I feel like that's a very masculine thing, I just have to say.
Oh, you want to pass. You don't want to be in trouble.
Correct. Isn't that so interesting, Bernd? Wow. There's
Isn't
a study
it?
On that somewhere, I'm sure. That the man just wants to beat the lie detector test, and I just don't want to... I don't want to get in trouble.
Joan, are you all right?
I had a lot of caffeine
Your
today.
Your eyes are welling up.
It's actually coffee.
Oh, I see your brown tears coming out of
yes,
your eyes.
Yes, I do.
That's too much coffee, Joan.
Well, tell you what, I think it is too much coffee. You know, my grandma really had to go, you know, to the ladies' room. She'd say, my back teeth are floating, which I always thought was
yes.
so funny.
Yes, yes, yes.
My eyeballs are floating in caffeine.
I may have mentioned this before, but my mother used to say when she was very hungry, my stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
Wow. Wait a minute. I need to unpack that. I need to diagram that almost on a chalkboard.
Absolutely.
Can you take me through that again?
Yes. My stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
My stomach thinks my throat's been cut. Like somehow the delivery system to the stomach has been cut off.
Yes.
Is that what she's saying?
I believe so, yes.
What a violent way to say I'm hungry.
Very violent. Well, she was a violent lady.
No.
She did not.
All I really know about your mother is that she provided you your favorite snack, which was toast burnt to an absolute
charred,
black charred crisp.
Absolute charred. The last square food I could eat.
To where it just scraped the roof of your mouth.
Yes, yes. And it just tasted like eating a charcoal briquette.
And I just don't know anything else, though.
She was not abusive, though.
Okay.
She was just violent in her manner.
She said violent imagery.
She said violent things all the time.
Like, how would she say goodnight to you? Like, instead of a bed bug's bite, was it even worse than that?
Yes, it was. What was the little rhyme she used to do? She used to say, now you sleep and close your eyes. In the morning, hope you rise.
Oh.
Should a monster enter here, I will say goodbye, my dear.
Oh, my goodness. And then just close the door and asleep.
Or she would run right out away. Of the room.
Run out of the room. What a choice.
She would run out of the room and slam the door.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is a terrible way to be put to sleep as a child.
But you know what? After a while, I liked it.
You liked
it.
Of course
Because
you
I
did.
Knew she wasn't serious.
You know what?
Serious.
Kids love dark stuff. They it's really crazy. Do. It's darker than you think.
They really do.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to the lie detector test.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you watched a lot of things about how to beat the test? I hear that you have to sort of like maintain a steady heart rate, right? Because it's all about that.
I believe so. Yes. You want to maintain a steady heart rate. And then, of course, what is the trick to maintaining a steady heart rate? And that, of course, is having access to as many drugs as you can imagine as a pharmacist. So
you think if you can sort of drug yourself, then you could pass
100%.
It. What would you use? What would be your drug of choice?
I'd probably create my own cocktail of things.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't want to, you don't want to slow your heart down too much.
Okay. Of course. Certainly not.
Because eventually you would die.
Yes.
It has to beat at a certain.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. The rumors are true.
I also know that there's lots of studies that, you know, if people look up and to the left, then they're lying, which is weird because honestly, that's how Doug talks just in general.
Because one is looking up to the left is lying. Looking up to the right is remembering.
Yeah. And he honestly does a lot of both. But I think all of it
lying
is
lying and remembering.
No. I think he does a lot of looking to the left and to the right. But I just think he's always just searching for the words. What do you think, babe?
Yeah. Speaking
this
of Doug, as our engineer,
my
Joan's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he records the podcast from a different room in the house every episode. And we never figured out why that happens, but.
Well, I think we explored it just a little bit.
We?
I mean, because he said that the sound is different.
I forget every time.
What's strange is he says the sound is different each time if he records, but we're the ones that are in the same
place. We're in the same place, but he says it's better for the acoustics.
And I just, you know, and I just figure,
yeah.
You know what? I don't know a thing about engineering. I guess I'm just going to believe it.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not the expert.
As Ted Lasso says, believe. Doug, where are you today?
I love
today?
That yellow piece of paper.
Oh, isn't it? You know what? I visited someone recently and they had that in their home.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, like they'd made their own merch?
Oh, man. I hope they made their own.
It would be funny if they sold like just a yellow legal pad note paper with a little tear in it.
And official.
The word believe.
Yeah.
With the TM on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Made in China.
It's like one of those embossed stamps. Like a notary public. All right, Doug, where are you today?
He's in the s'mores room.
Yeah, a s'mores room.
Yes. This was actually a collab between the two of us because we have
Joan
always.
Joan X Doug?
What? Yes. What? Is that another thing? Because see, I don't know that.
For
one.
Some reason, that's the thing for collaborations now. Is you put an X in there.
I would say it's more Joan featuring Doug.
Oh, Joan parentheses feet period
feet
Doug
period
and
Doug
period,
yeah
and
I
parentheses
think so.
Okay,
yeah, because this is one thing that we've always bonded on is that you know you can never get the perfect s'more, right? It's either I don't like burnt. Sorry to say
Oof,
your name.
Boy, I wish I that sentence had continued.
Some more is some more.
Yes.
Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
Thank you.
He loves to tell people that.
Very few people say it the long ways anymore.
The long know? Ways.
I'm not sure anyone ever did.
That's true. Very few people say, give me some s'mores.
They don't say it anymore.
Does anyone?
They don't say it anymore. So I want to finish this sentence.
Sometimes I understand why you two are together.
Sometimes
it really works.
Sometimes it's just not like I can't believe it, but sometimes like, oh yes, of course they're meant for
each other.
Well,
Bert, you only see us in a very professional colleague type setting.
That's
you know?
True.
But when you leave, yeah, I mean, I'd say that we're really more alike than not.
when I'm not around.
Yes. We try to maintain a real different dynamic for you.
You almost sound like magical creatures. That when I'm gone, you come to life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I wanted to finish the sentence for you. A lot of people don't like a burnt marshmallow.
True.
And a lot of people don't like if the chocolate doesn't melt just exactly right.
Yeah.
And so Doug
these
did
are people
a lot
with
of,
disorders.
Or just a lot of time on their hands. And so Doug did a lot of research on what the perfect temperature is to achieve a both.
Ah, I see.
So do you want to just talk about it?
I also did some field research.
Really?
You know, yeah, I tried to did. Think, you know, outside
he
the box a little bit.
He went to a field and he started a fire.
Yeah.
And he tried to make the perfect marshmallow. Yeah. And what he realized is that it's better if you make sort of like a smokehouse.
Oh, wait. So he did the ingredients individually?
Okay. Well, he wants to talk. Let's
we
let
all
talk.
Wanted to talk at the same time.
We did. We really
what,
have a lot of thoughts.
What if we did? What if we just did that?
I think we do a lot of
I
the
think
time.
There's a lot of true. Podcasts that are like that.
That is true.
Sometimes I listen back and go, I never heard any of those sentences because I
was talking.
Correct.
Exactly. It's fun to tune in on somebody when you listen back and say, oh, what were they saying while I was speaking?
Or thinking about what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Okay, go on, babe.
So I went to the field and I started a little makeshift like smoker,
yes.
As you said. And
when you say makeshift, were you just using things that were already in the field or did you go out there with any kind of equipment whatsoever?
I had tinfoil.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I had a Band-Aid.
Very makeshift.
Okay.
The Band-Aid didn't work for anything, really.
I was going to say, where did you put the Band-Aid?
What was your intention?
On my elbow.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Did you have some sort of scratch or cut on your elbow?
Oh, yeah.
Did you cut yourself with the tinfoil?
I don't know that the Band-Aid needed to be mentioned, frankly.
He always cuts himself. I know, but this is the thing. He always brings up, if he brings tinfoil and the, what'd you say, babe? See, I'm going to follow up on this so that I hear what
good instincts.
Okay. See, it's a new year.
A follow up.
Yes.
It's a new year. We do follow ups now.
It's a new year. I'm going to listen to my husband.
I warn you against that.
What does that mean?
That sounded sinister.
Wow.
Well, when I listen back, which I do from time to time, I think
from time to maybe time.
Like you listen back, babe. I didn't know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh wow. I'm not around when you do that.
I guess I assume Doug listened back every time because he is the engineer.
He's the engineer.
Well, I'm listening back right now.
But he listens from time to time.
How does that work? What do you mean
time?
You're listening back right now?
So I have it. This might answer.
Are you editing
two
another
questions.
Episode while you're doing this one?
I have a speaker of you guys. This is why the room I'm in
this
matters.
Oh, this is we're finally going to get the answer to why the different rooms matter.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have us on a speaker.
And then I mic that speaker. And then that's going into.
That seems like an extra step.
I know. Also, wouldn't there be some sound bleed from the speaker onto your microphone that you're using to talk with us right now?
Right.
Yes. And it's also on a severe delay. That's why.
Severe.
Severe delay.
That's why sometimes there's a little bit of a pregnant pause before I respond.
Oh,
that's what
why.
It is.
That's,
yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like you're coming to us from satellite, you know, from a different place.
I was going to say about 70% of what I say is worth listening to.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I would not. I wouldn't sell yourself short, babe. I think that you've become so integral to our discussions and I wouldn't
sure.
say that.
That is a statistic I've never thought about before. How much of what I say is worth listening to?
I try not to think about
it. Boy, oh boy. That was all I'll think about. Move over, lie detectors.
I couldn't get it out fast enough.
No, you couldn't, Joan. I beat you.
You sure did.
Anyway, I was out in the field and I was getting frustrated because I was not optimizing.
Oh, we're back to
the
yes,
marshmallow.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you
and what I was
going to
say is he always brings a Band-Aid because he always cuts himself on the serrated edge of the Reynolds box.
So many.
All the time.
I see it all the time.
Yeah,
how's that legal?
Oh, you see it all the time in the
yes,
pharmacy?
Because we can see the Band-Aid
people
aisle.
Come in.
Oh, yes.
You can see the Band-Aid
yes.
aisle.
And people go.
People are just coming in just back, just one after the other.
Roll
tin
a Reynolds
injuries.
Wrap under one arm and holding a bloody hand aloft in the other.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how those are legal.
I know. They're a menace. The serrated edge.
Oh, serrated edge on the Reynolds.
They are pretty. They are pretty rough. Okay. So you were out there.
I was out there getting frustrated. I felt like I had the chocolate going okay.
Okay. Right.
No, hold on a second. Because all we know that you have is tinfoil.
Yeah. You didn't mention. I don't think you mentioned how you started the fire.
You had a makeshift. What was it again?
Smoker.
Okay.
I found some wood and, you know, made a fire, put the chocolate in the tin foil, threw the tin foil on the fire.
Okay, so you had only chocolate. Usually you start with marshmallow.
I had the marshmallow.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't happy with the results I was getting.
What were they? What happened?
Just complete inferno.
Okay.
Complete inferno. Just when the marshmallow is just a blue burning orb.
Yeah, and just became like pea-sized. It's so, just blackened.
So then what did you discover?
What, how did shrunk? How high was this? I mean, it's fire.
I let it burn out, you know, to its core.
Right.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the marshmallow's core, as we all know, a marshmallow has a solid round
pea-sized core. Yes.
It's the seed of the marshmallow.
Yeah. That's how we get marshmallows.
That's how we get marshmallows.
Yeah. Don't swallow them or a marshmallow tree will grow in your tummy.
Is that another thing your mom said to you before bed?
Yeah. She, anything I would swallow, she would say, it's going to grow a tree in your belly.
My dad used to always
say, don't swallow that candy. It's going to grow a tree in your belly.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you just, it puts you off sweets.
Yeah. And I would go trick or treating and I would just say, no, thank you. I would let them look at my costume and just say, when they would offer the candy, I'd say, no, thanks. And then I'd walk away.
That is very sad.
It was fun. I still had a good time.
Anytime I drank more than a cup of something, like if I had a large, you know, Coke or something, my dad would say, you're going to float on out of here.
Oh, that's sweet.
That gave me a terrifying.
Oh,
yeah, because it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
I just saw it as a funny dad joke.
If you're putting, well, like all dad jokes, if you pull it apart, boy, there's nothing there. Because if you're putting the liquid into you, why would you float?
Fair enough. Yeah. I guess that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Listen, I can't relate to any of these things because, you know, of course, when you.
Because Doug sang them?
Have we reached 70%?
Oh, my.
We're tipping into the red zone, 71. The needle is going a little too far to the right.
Now, you know, I grew up with the kind of mother that had her own specific way of trying to get you to not, you know, it was much more passive aggressive and much more sort of, you know, at a restaurant, if the bread basket was empty and someone came and you know, asked if we needed more, I would start to say something and my mother would just say, no, we're fine, you know, which was always speaking for,
you.
Yes. Oh, it only meant me, absolutely. You know, yes, I didn't need extra bread. I learned very early to refuse extra bread.
Do you still do that to this day?
Oh, I my instinct is to.
Mm.
It really is, you know. But I start, you know, and again, ladies have a terrible reputation for, you know, doing these things. I spoke to. Okay, well, please let me finish. Good heavens.
Well, now, you know, I felt when you said I don't like burnt.
Well, okay. I mean, touche.
Sauce for the gander.
But which was that?
Sauce for the gander.
Never heard of it.
What's good for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I thought it was good for the goose is good for the gander.
I think that's a modern adjustment because no one knows what the sauce thing means anymore. But I think the archaic way to say it is sauce for the gander.
And is it because
it might be what sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
And I'm sorry, what's a gander?
A gander is a male goose.
It is. Okay. Yes. I wondered if I was right about that. So it's what?
You
it's
were. Just that. Wonder no more.
Boy, we're all fast today.
Maybe
we're
I've
fast.
Had too much coffee.
I think maybe you have.
I feel like I am seizing on every single idea.
Yeah, you've got an idiom for everything and you got your real.
maybe I should put myself in timeout for
you. No, you're fine. Just let me finish my story.
Sure.
And then I'll finish mine.
Great. And then I'll get back to mine.
And then we'll get to the guest.
And then I'll get to that eye thing you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, the eye thing.
Boy, oh boy, we have a lot of threads to tie. Okay.
Really do.
I don't remember what I was talking about. Ladies and their reputation. You know, that we just, it's a collective thing. You know, you've been out. I have a lot of friends who are waiters that say, you know, if they get a table of women, they're like, oh, we're going to be bad.
Yes.
And, you know, and they always start, they think that just even eating anything is, we're going to be bad. We're going to order fries for the table.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it's just like, can we just eat? Just eat, ladies.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to excuse anything. You don't have to explain anything.
That's right.
Everybody likes fries. Why does it require any kind of preamble?
You with your friends, you always put your hand by your mouth like it's a dangerous secret.
Oh, the hand
secret.
Shield, yeah.
I'm going to have some fries.
Okay. So see, I finished mine quickly. Let's do yours now. Let's finish your smoke. How don't you we skip to how you arrived at the perfect temperature? What is the rule?
So, yes, please. So I just thought of another tangent.
Don't.
Okay. I need you to rescue me.
Take a deep breath.
So I was lost in the field.
Oh,
well, you got lost.
Well, I'm trying to jump ahead.
That's well. Now I feel like we don't need to go back.
I was trying to remember what Bear Grylls was trying to say.
Right.
Then I remembered that.
To say. What time? Which time?
Or do you have a recurring dream about Bear Grylls where he's trying to give you a message, opens his mouth, nothing comes out?
Yeah, that he has written down instructions and you can't read in your dreams. So I'm just trying to make it out. Then I remembered that he. I remember he faked it that one time. He got caught.
That's right.
And the road was right behind him.
That's
right.
I didn't know that.
And I turned around. Lo and behold, the road was right behind me.
Oh, well, that's great.
Just like Bear Grylls.
Yeah, just like Bear
Grylls. Just like Bear Grylls.
There was a taco stand right there.
So it wasn't really out in nature in a field.
It doesn't seem like a field. Were you just on the median?
I think so. It's Dignity Park.
Oh.
Oh, you were in the park. Doug, come on.
It's a complicated park.
But no.
There are complicated parts to Dignity Park. It's true.
Fair enough. When it comes to city planning, Dignity Falls is pretty wild.
It has an accidental hedge maze.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
There's that part, almost like the mystery spot.
Yes.
You know, where you can't tell how big or where gravity is pointing.
Yes, exactly. Or,
yeah. That one.
How
that
big
spot.
Gravity.
Yeah, the anti-gravity spot.
It's kind of like the mystery spot. It's... You go in there on foot. You can't tell which way gravity is pointing.
Yes.
Anyway, it dawned on me. I saw this on this beautiful taco cart, the Al Pastor, you know, the pork, like, you know, rotating.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes.
Marshmallows.
Oh, like marshmallows on a spit, like a kebab.
So I have that was your inspiration. I formed a gigantic marshmallow.
Oh, and he just shaves off. That's actually kind of great.
Toasting absolutely perfectly.
It's marshmallow shawarma.
And you want some more?
It's my shawarma.
Is it a cylindrical marshmallow? Okay.
Oh yeah, picture a marshmallow.
We got it. I'm done.
And it's already in the shape you need to picture it.
It really is already in the shape
longer.
You need.
Just
a
larger.
Little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And it slowly wrote. I think that's really great. Yeah.
You shave some off because sometimes when you put the big spherical marshmallow.
Yeah. The big spherical marshmallow. I think a marshmallow is like more of a cylinder.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, go on.
Okay.
Please, Doug.
You're showing a great restraint right now because you could have just gone off on that.
That's why I was trying to just sort of keep us because I know you really want to finish this story.
No, I mean, but
thank you for acknowledging that.
You're welcome. I think I'm starting to get it. But when you squeeze down that, you know, cylindrical, spherical marshmallow, explodes or like, you know,
you're talking about, okay, let me help.
It's with messy.
You're talking
what
about
I'm
when you're talking about you squeeze it with the graham crackers. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Not just,
in my hands. I've tried that before. That's a mess.
Yeah.
Sure. But
you tried a s'mores where your hands were the graham crackers.
That sounds dangerous.
Shavings of marshmallow, toasted marshmallow.
Shavings of toasted marshmallow
works a lot better, ergonomically. Everything.
It's probably much easier to eat because that is. I feel like the reason I don't like s'mores is the marshmallow aspect of it because it is a mess.
It is. It's just a mess, it is hard to get the perfect. But I think that that's really great because that way you can sort of control the temperature and it's always it's the right one. Well, good job, good done, babe.
Well, good Doug.
Good done, Doug.
Good Doug to us all.
Thank you.
And Doug, let me ask. This is a s'mores room that is inside the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Traditionally an outside food.
That's true.
That's true.
He's put glow in the dark stars on the ceiling, which kind of helps.
That's nice.
Yeah. And he's like, he's put some sound effects, some like, you know, nocturnal animal sound effects.
Rather than just go outside.
Yeah.
You could just go in the backyard and
yeah.
I guess you could. Fire. He says it has something to do with how the spinning, you know, the sort of the kebab where it has to be inside. I don't know.
Right. Sure.
Something
it has
about
to be inside.
It has to be inside.
Well, I got to plug it in.
That's it.
But I have a bunch of pine needles.
And there's no way to access electricity outside the house.
I wish there were.
You bring some pine needles inside, it smells like outside.
How many?
How many pine needles?
Yeah.
Well, geez.
I mean, you said
she wasn't ready for that question.
Well, I didn't count how many pine needles.
It's is it a handful?
You know that we do have
bushels, I would say.
A bushel of pine needles.
We do have that other room, I believe, that is just like, you know, all the peanut shells. You know, you just get to sort of like stomp on
them
and throw them on the ground. You know, we love he loves those restaurants.
The crunch room?
Maybe you call them restaurants. I think of those places as bars. I think that's very elevating to call one of those places a restaurant. James Beard gave us an award for most creative peanut shell floor.
For just being lazy. Well, that's really great. I really think that's a terrific room, babe. And did you want to talk about your eyes and what you do when you're talking?
I have two lazy eyes, so right. I don't think you can apply the lying and remembering.
Oh, okay. Thing. Well, I was never saying that you were lying. I'm not sure that you can tell a lie. I think that Doug would probably pass a test really well.
George Washington test, yeah.
Yeah. If I tell a lie, I'll pass out. Yeah, you'll know.
You'll pass out?
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
But is there a history of this?
There have been a couple of times, but he has passed out every time I was in labor. But I don't think that he was like, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, people would ask him if he was okay. He would start looking pale and he would say yes. And then he would pass out. So maybe I guess it was a lie.
So the lie made you pass out, not the labor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Labor I was fine with.
Sure.
He just didn't like being asked about how he was feeling.
Wait, okay, so you weren't okay, but you were fine with the labor. But when people asked if you were okay, you would lie and say yes, and that's what caused you to pass out.
Yes.
It's complicated.
Wow, this has been quite a deep dive on Doug.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like you said, he's getting it. So we're just starting to get him, maybe.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Should we get someone else in here?
I think, yeah. Do you mean like, should we take a break?
Yes.
Yes. I think that's a good idea.
All right.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we will have a guest when the Neighborhood Listen returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tanya, in search of Taz things. My husband loves Taz, and our 12th year wedding anniversary is coming up, and I would love to give him some. And Taz is hard to find. Wait, what? You can use punctuation. Oh, all right. I thought it was like a telegram. You had to keep going. So yeah, but look, my husband loves Taz. And our 12th year wedding anniversary is coming up. I love to give them, and why is Taz so hard to find? I thought he was famous, you know? But Taz, it's nearly impossible to find Taz products. I don't even understand how my husband could love him so much. He's so rare. Tweety Bird, all over the place. He's on the quarter now, I think. Isn't Tweety Bird on the quarter? I think Tweety Bird's on the quarter. Anyway, Taz should be on the $5 bill. I think we thanked Abraham Lincoln enough. Oh no, does that sound terrible? All right, well, I'm Tanya. If you find any Taz things anywhere, maybe if you're an archaeologist, hit me up. Taz!
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. And guess what? As always, we have a guest in the studio. We call it a studio. It's the kitchen island.
I don't know if we've ever called it a studio.
I think I have by accident a few times and then immediately explained it as I did just now. But joining us at the kitchen island is one of our neighbors. And what we do is we scour the neighbor app, the social networking application, for interesting people that live in the neighborhood. And we get to talk to them. And if you'd like to do this, if you see any posts that you think might be interesting for us to talk about that we've missed, why don't you screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And we have one. I think this one came from a listener as well. I don't know if you have that info there, but if not, we'll put it on our Instagram.
Yes, we will. I'm just going to read this now.
Yes, please.
This is in the for sale and free category. And this just says neighbor, but I have been told that, I'll tell you his name in a minute, but let's just listen to the post.
Let's listen to it.
It says 1,000 plastic meatballs. You heard that right. 1,000 plastic meatballs, $200. There's a picture of, I'd say, roughly 20 of them. Mm-hmm. It says in very large figure, it says 1,000 plastic meatballs. They don't go bad or stink or nothing. They don't even look real. They look like little pieces of, and I believe he means to say shit, but he's sort of written like an exclamation point and right. used those, you know. I need to unload them. They look real. Now, I know, but we're gonna. Let's let him explain.
Okay. All right.
Yes, and two lines up, he just said they don't even look real. They right. look real. They don't look like little pieces of shit.
Okay, so
I know, okay. Bert, I know, and then it says, "Don't blow it."
His eyes are looking to the left.
This is a real post.
Wow.
A real post from the neighbor app.
Wow.
And to explain himself, please welcome Polly Coca-Cola. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Polly, I think obviously we all know what our first question is that you seem to contradict yourself immediately.
That's right.
You are aware that this
happened. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. And did you do it on purpose?
I was trying to get rid of these 1,000 plastic meatballs. So I thought, let's cast the widest possible net. 50% of the population will appreciate something that does not look like meatball, but looks like a piece of shit. Right. Oh. Other 50% will be like, no, I want something that looks like meatballs. So let me make sure that whoever glances at it first, they get that one. And then
I see. So if you're thinking someone wants fake like dog shit as a toy, a fun trick, you know, that's what they can buy. Or if they want fake meatballs, that's what they can buy.
I need to unload these. So if anyone's out there.
You said that. Yes. Yeah. They're really taking up space in your life.
Please don't blow it. Just contact me.
Now, what does that mean? Don't blow it. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Go on.
There's so many things.
There are so many things.
Approach is to
there's
sort
like
of,
a thousand things.
My approach is radical honesty, and then you contradict the honesty in case someone doesn't appreciate that kind of honesty.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like a sort of you're trying to go for a blue dress, gold dress effect.
However,
this hits the eye. But then people are going to read both descriptions that are
like,
the opposite.
If you see fake meatballs, then you had childhood trauma. But if you don't.
Was that part of the dress thing?
No, it's the latest thing now. Haven't you seen
this? Well,
there's all sorts of pictures. Yes, there's all sorts of things where it's like an image and it either looks like an elephant or it looks like a tree or I don't know.
It's like the Rorschach test, but
it's always, and they just want you to click on it and I absolutely won't. But one of them means you had childhood trauma.
can't we just bring back when, you know, you would be told to stare at an image for a while and then a scary witch would pop up?
Remember those simpler times.
So, okay, when you say, Pauly, don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
Yeah.
It seems like you think this is... This is an incredible opportunity for someone.
1,000 plastic meatballs that may or may not look like pieces of shit.
Right.
But it's not like a tiny amount of these.
No.
This is a huge amount of simulation food that I've accidentally found my way into buying.
Oh, yeah. Now here's where we're getting to it. Now, what does that mean? Can you expound on that? Accidentally, what happened?
I used to be a smoker, all right?
Okay.
6 packs a day all the time. That explains some of my vocal cords.
Some of them explain at least one of them.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. One of my vocal cords can be explained by that. The other one's different.
Because it's
got
to be opposite, just unknown. Like how you like to be in your life.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Okay. You're wrong. Exactly.
Oh, wait.
So one of the main things.
I can see how confusing this is. Okay.
When I was smoking, I realized that the way to quit, people told me, is you cannot give up an addiction. You need to adapt a different one.
Oh,
and they said a lot of smokers start eating a lot or something like that. I thought, that's not going to be me. I'm just going to buy some simulation food. So then it has the effect on my psyche as though I'm eating a lot.
Right. Well, what? Okay. So you didn't want to eat a lot, but you thought if I buy fake food.
Yeah.
Simulation food. I've never heard of simulation
food. It might be a term of art. I don't know.
It could be.
But it's the preferred terminology.
Right.
Oh, it is.
So you thought, I will feed the addiction part of my brain by buying the food.
Unfortunately, all the food I bought ended up looking more like pieces of shit than food.
Right. So what other kinds of simulation food did you buy, for example?
I got 600 chocolate chip cookies that look like a bunch of rat turds and dirt.
Oh, no.
I bought about 700 apples, fake simulation fake apples. That's right. Look like a bull.
Can I ask?
Bull scrotum.
Is there oh, boy.
I'm unloading. If you want them, don't blow it. Call me up and I will.
See, I wonder if
right
don't
now.
Blow it is almost sort of like a catchphrase of Polly's. Is it just kind of like something that you say? Don't blow it. Which
Polly
actually,
Coca-Cola, don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
Can I ask, is there no way to buy just one or two of these things? Or is the addiction you must have multiple numbers? Or are these things only, is simulation food only sold in bulk?
It's in massive quantities typically.
Why, I wonder. What's it normally used for if it's not used as an addiction to distract you from your nicotine addiction?
A lot of people use them for a display counters in various restaurants. Some people use them as props in Hollywood, California.
Sure.
Some people use them for stage effects.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now you're talking my language.
Yes. Yeah. Joan, of course, is a terrific thespian.
Oh, that's right.
I like to trod the boards.
You like to trod them.
I do. Okay, so I understand.
Yeah, the pranks, they're used in the prank industry very heavily.
The prank industry. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say the prank industry is probably a lot like you, where they're able to sort of see both sides of the coin, right? Because they want someone to think that it's fake dog shit, or maybe they want them to think that it's a cookie, and then it turns out that it's shit.
And how big are these? Are they standard meatball size? Or are they more Swedish meatball size?
It is hard to tell because there's no scale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're much larger than the picture would have you believe. Oh,
okay.
Each one
of them. You put them on some, is it lettuce that you put? Like just a little garnish?
Yeah. I thought it'd spruce up the picture.
You know what? Honestly, the lettuce looks fake too.
It does. Is it?
The lettuce is indeed fake.
Yeah, it's a very unnatural green.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the lettuce doesn't look like shit.
No.
Can you explain? So then do you also buy a lot of lettuce, or was this just was this an anomaly that you actually?
The lettuce, I'll tell you this. If you want it, it's available. It does not look like toilet paper that's been bleached green.
Okay.
It looks exactly like some bleached toilet paper that's turned green.
No, see, he did it again.
But
he did it again.
If you want it, don't blow it.
You know what? I have to ask. This is the next question I want to ask. What do you do for a living?
Great question.
Thank you.
I unload merchandise in large quantities on the internet.
Oh, wait. Oh, so this is your job?
Well, it's sort of become my job accidentally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh.
Before that, I did a number of other things. I was a
Give
therapist.
Us five.
Give us a such as.
I was a licensed therapist.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. did a lot of that.
Did a lot of that.
Okay.
Dishonorably discharged from the profession.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
What?
The sergeant of therapy will come down to your office if you do too much, and they'll take the license off the wall. Yeah.
What? I mean, is there kind of a ceremony? Do you have to stand at attention in front of other therapists?
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
What did you do?
I stood in line.
No.
Why were you dishonorably discharged?
Oh, that part.
I mean, I also would like to know about the line.
Absolutely.
What did you do first?
I do want to know about the ceremony.
Apparently, a lot of my advice was what they call deeply damaging and contradictory to the
Because, of course, you probably said something like, you have to leave your husband. Don't leave your husband.
Yeah.
Was it like that?
No, it was like that. But what I do is one session, I'd give one piece of that sort of advice. And the next session, I'd give the opposite advice.
Oh, that's terribly confusing.
It led to a lot of what they call adult onset schizophrenia. It's a very rare condition that I created. So I've been.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, I'm not sure that that's the word we want to use.
Thank you.
Is it possible that there's a. Don't blow it. Is it possible? Is it possible that what you have is a condition where you are sort of constantly contradicting yourself? I mean, have you yourself ever sought therapy for this or even seen it as something that might be some sort of condition?
Did the people that discharged
maybe
you from therapy mention anything about it?
Oh, boy. You know, there was a lot of whispers and stuff happening, so I didn't really hear it. But I've never thought of it that way, to be honest. I've always thought of it as an incredible life skill. You know, I'm a persuader. It's been great in my personal life.
So it is. You do have success with this.
Oh, to a limited degree, but sure.
Can you give an example of how it helped you?
Yes.
I'm a single man, you know.
Okay.
I'm not one of those losers who sit at home all day and swipe on the app. No, I get out there and I talk to the ladies.
Oh, okay.
And I got some incredible game because I'll go up and say, hey, I may not look like much, but my personality is a piece of shit. My personality is not a piece of shit. It's really good. And you can see.
And that works.
One out of 1,000 times.
Oh, okay.
Out of 1,000.
Someone is, approximately. Someone,
One
out of 1,000 times, someone is just kind of, let's just say, desperate enough. And oh boy.
Holy, I got to say,
numbers.
This does not sound like you have
success.
Incredible game.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
One out of 1,000 times.
That's one meatball.
That's one fake little meatball.
That's one fake meatball.
That's one little piece of shit.
Well, it doesn't look like a piece of shit. It looks like a meatball. Don't stink or nothing.
You know, this is, don't stink or nothing. That's what he says. It says it right there.
And it also does look like a piece of shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I ask, is this the first time that you've put something like this on? Because I haven't necessarily recognized your account, but have you put other things up for sale on here?
I tried to, yes, but the posts haven't gone through, unfortunately. Finally, this one.
Oh, is that because you said shit so much and you had to sort of now put in the exclamation point?
Now
and sort
I've realized
disguise
that's how you do it. You put the exclamation point. And all my previous posts had far more swear words. So slowly it took a lot of trial and error to realize which letters you need to censor.
Right. What are some of the other things that you tried to sell?
Posts?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I tried to sell this old crafts table that was built by my nephew.
Oh.
Most of the post was me calling him a lazy, good-for-nothing piece of shit.
Oh,
son of a bitch, rat turd, fuck. A lot of it got censored out.
So wait, that one in that case is just about what sounds like maybe a lovely sort of a bespoke crafts table, but
it's
not about...
Oh, it is?
Okay. Oh, my God.
But you didn't contradict that one. So then this was more about insulting your nephew. What's wrong with your nephew? Where'd that come
from?
Oh,
God. Rat turd, piece of shit.
Okay.
Well, you said that. But why? Why do you think that of him?
You know, his whole essence is the essence of like how do I describe it? He's got the essence of like a...
Babe, what was that sound? Is everything okay?
Everything okay in the s'mores room?
I'm drilling. Thanks for asking.
Can you hear that?
Can you smell it?
Well, I can hear what sounds like you're dragging something.
I'm drilling the chocolate into a graham cracker.
You're doing it?
Drilling the chocolate into a graham cracker?
Yeah, I'm just experimenting a little bit.
I don't know if you need to bring power tools into this.
I don't think you need to deconstruct s'mores. I mean, we know you already came up with a great...
Well, I'm constructing, really.
Okay, fair enough. You just pulled a poly on me. Don't blow it.
Don't blow it.
I'm constructing. I'm deconstructing.
You know what I call s'mores? Lil less.
I guess that makes
so
sense
wait,
for you.
Lil, which is also little.
Yeah.
And then less.
Wait, are you, so you're really drilling chocolate into the graham cracker? I can hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, well, because after we were talking, I realized, oh, man, I think the trick is eliminating all mess and just making it as efficient a contraption as possible.
Huh, right. All right. I mean, I don't.
So I think I figured
how drilling comes into that.
So well, the chocolate could slide off. It could melt off. It could.
So what do you
to try one of these things?
What are you securing
I'll start
it with?
Making,
then?
I'll
are
start
you using
shaving.
Like an actual what, like a screwdriver? You're screwing it into
the
graham
cracker. How thick are these graham crackers?
I know.
These graham crackers. Graham crackers. These are specialty graham crackers that are like 4 inches thick a piece.
Oh, goodness.
Sounds difficult to eat, Doug. I'm not going to lie.
We don't need a Texas toast version of graham crackers.
Then you're adding other elements on top of it and another graham cracker.
Well, what's the point of a s'more room if we're not, you know, reinventing the s'more?
Okay. Well, Doug.
I mean, I guess you got
you
me
got
there.
Got me there.
Yeah. I guess I do appreciate your place. It's just this kind of Willy Wonka wonderland of rooms.
It is. It really so is. Cool. Thank you. I'm glad you had time to walk around.
Yes, yeah. Gorgeous.
The kitchen is very normal, as you'll see.
The kitchen.
Once you're out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's when it
here be dragons.
Can I ask, do you live alone? Do you have a partner? Do you have a family?
I do.
What's your story?
I live alone.
Okay.
My home, too, is
how, fairly... Joan?
Oh, what?
Maybe this is rude to say.
Oh.
Do you really thought he had a partner?
Perhaps I should have said roommate.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the one in the thousand is
oh,
who he's
true.
With right now.
That's true. No offense,
you never
Paulie,
know.
Of course.
It's,
yeah, Jesus,
you know,
kind of
no
harsh.
Offense taken. No great. Offense taken. I understand that. I'm a very dedicated bachelor to my own.
Okay.
To my own time and space. My home is all about my own interests. You
okay.
Know,
what do your interests entail?
The films of Roman Polanski are front and center. And then the just you know I'm a bit of a craftsman myself. I enjoy I enjoy a lot of I enjoy baking occasionally once in a while.
You enjoy baking occasionally.
Yes. Oh yes, I'm a bodyboarder, you can go in the ocean for a boogie boarding once in a while, drive out there. And I enjoy a nice hike as well. And other than that, yeah. Treat myself to a marathon screening of Knife on the Water. Nap.
And then nap.
Take a nap. So it's pretty standard life.
That's a reading of Knife on the Water. Then a nap.
That really is a pretty full schedule, I have to say. I don't know that there is room for a partner.
Now, you say you're a bit of a craftsman as well.
Yeah. You know, what do you make? What do you craft?
Oh, lampshades. Yeah, I've got in my head a little bit of woodworking. Started making those little cigar humidor box,
sure.
Box.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Is this something that you and your nephew shared? Was a love of woodworking?
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, you hit on it, Bernd, I think.
Did you used to be close and then there was a falling out of some kind?
That's fairly accurate to say, yes.
Sorry.
Can we ask what happened?
There's a little bit of respect lacking when someone commits intellectual property theft on your craftsmanship.
Wow.
And, just starts to do their own thing and then meet somebody and suddenly they're spending all their time with this new girlfriend and suddenly you start to notice, wait a minute, all these ideas and designs we were supposed to do together start showing up in his house.
Oh. So it sounds like you're upset about two things. One, that you think he started sort of stealing your style woodworking-wise, but also you seem fairly resentful of the fact that he was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a little jealous, if
yeah,
I may.
Yeah, jealous, yeah.
Well, I saw it first at the bar.
Oh,
oh wow.
The problem.
Yeah. What's the, may I ask, what's the age?
No, he's, okay.
Oh, he said restaurant?
No, he's talking, we were talking about, can you call a place with a peanut shells all along the floor? Can you call that a restaurant? I think Doug was doing a little callback to that.
I'm
is that right, babe?
Yeah, I'm on a delay.
He's on a delay.
Yeah, that was quite a delay.
the last half.
We were so far away from that idea.
Very far away from that. You saw her first. Is there anything more than that, or do you mean you literally just saw her first, and just not say anything? Because if you just saw her first, I'm not sure does that really count for anything. But I mean, you have to say to your friend, "Hey, I'm going after that girl," right? Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know how bro code works.
Yeah, I guess you do if you're interested in the person. It would be good to express I'm interested in that person,
right?
And then you'd figure it out amongst yourselves.
Okay. Yeah, is that what happened?
That's not how I did that.
Okay. No,
Before I do want to know the story. May I ask first, for some context,
sure.
What's the age difference between you and your nephew?
27 years.
27
years.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I guess we have to ask, could you tell us how old you are?
Sure.
I mean, he could, but he might give us two answers.
Well, I'd actually love if either of you could guess, because a lot of people can't really put their finger on
my age. Oh, boy, here we go. Okay. Really hate guessing ages.
Come on.
Don't blow it.
Would you like me to go first?
Yes.
I'm going to say you are 45.
Mm.
I was going to give him 33.
So,
Doug, based 78? On what he sounds like.
Price is Right, rules one.
What's your actual retail age?
Wow. Yeah. So whoever gets the highest 45, I think you win because I just turned 60.
Oh, wow.
You look terrific.
Thank you.
Really
you
do. For being such a smoker for six packs a day.
Yeah. Six packs. Turns out that's a real source of longevity in youth.
I've never heard that before.
Once you get past a certain amount of cigarettes, it starts to have the opposite effect. You know?
Like, oh, wow.
I suppose it would with you. Yeah.
Horseshoe theory.
Horseshoe theory.
Horseshoe theory.
So, one or two packs a day, that's just going to kill you. Keep going.
Keep going. Get a push through.
Push through. When going through hell, keep going.
That's right.
Winston Churchill. He is my sixth favorite world leader for sure.
Well, okay.
We got to hear the top five.
Well, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Counting down from 5 to 1?
5 to 1.
Okay.
Queen Rana Valona of Madagascar.
Okay.
Incredible. Absolutely. The mad queen beheaded everybody, took her enemies, and hung their skulls up outside of her.
She beats Churchill.
Oh, yes. Much better. I mean, Churchill had almost no personality. He got a, compared to her, come on.
Oh, well, okay.
Compared to her.
I mean.
Sure.
He said, we'll fight on the beaches and the whatever of France. Queen Rana Valona said, bring me his blood and I'll drink it with my daughter's skull. She was crazy. So her, number 5.
Okay. Sounds like he thinks that's his type.
Coming in, number 4.
Yep, 4.
That's right, number 4. Joseph Stalin, gotta give it up.
Oh, God. Not for what he did. Not expect that.
Not for what the man was like. Not for his actual, just you gotta give it up, you know?
For?
Fashion.
Fashion. Okay.
Number 3.
Oh, we're just moving on.
Well, probably, Stalin probably is more best. Well known than sure. The Madagascar queen.
Sure.
That's true. Let's see. Number 3. I feel like this is one that I always get, I'm always nervous.
Number 3 is always hard. Yeah.
It's a hard spot.
Absolutely.
Number 3 is hard
absolutely.
In lists in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you put in there? But I'm going to say Princess Diana. I think she was world leader.
Absolutely.
Yes. She was. Mm-hmm. Just for what she did for the pop culture of it all.
Sure.
And number 2, I would say, I forget his name, but he's the, I forget his name.
But he's number 2.
Yeah, he's number 2. Forget his name. He came over in a boat.
Christopher Columbus?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking of. The boatman.
He could use a boost these days.
He sure could. Maybe you're rebranding as Boatman.
It's Boatman Day. I would like that.
And coming in at number 1.
Oh, yeah.
Of Polly Coca-Cola's favorite world leaders.
Roman Polanski.
Oh, my God.
Again, terrible human being.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, yeah. There's an admission there. Okay. Okay. So, all right.
That helps a little bit.
Just a little bit. But putting him at number one still. Wow.
Number one in a
blue. I told you. You
world
gotta,
leaders.
You got to appeal to every. You got to contradict a little. You got to admit that he's a terrible piece of shit. And then right. You got to put them right at number one.
Okay. That's his Roman Empire is Roman Polanski, I suppose.
You think about him like five times a day?
I think about the
sure
Roman
sounds
Polanski
like
Empire.
It.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think that's a first for our show.
Oh, really?
Top. Well, yes.
This should be a recurring segment.
We never mentioned Roman Polanski, and we should probably.
This is the first mention.
And this should probably be the last mention. Sure. But
never say never.
But we've never.
Don't blow it.
We've also never done top six. Was it six or five? Yeah, we did top six.
It ended
six.
Up being top six, yes.
Top six.
No, oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think this should be a regular segment on your podcast.
It should be a regular segment.
Yes. Have all your guests do top five world leaders. You count it down, David Letterman style. Have a little music in the background.
Sure.
You know, coming in from the s'mores room, pump a little.
You know, we have one episode left in the season. We may ask our guest.
Yeah, we could do that.
To name their top six world
just
leaders.
Top five anything, you know. I guess lists are fun. Top fives are fun.
Top fives are fun, but I'm curious to see how people are going to rank the world leaders.
It's true.
And I like the sixth.
Yes, right? Yeah. Nobody's doing top six.
Nobody.
No one's doing it.
Mm. That's how we make our mark. That's how we, this that's is how we win.
This is how we win.
This is how we win. I love that movie.
So,
isn't that a famous quote from a famous movie?
It is a famous quote from a famous movie.
That's right. This is how we win.
It's a famous meme from a movie. When you see the movie, you can barely hear him say it.
He just mumbles it a little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
But it became a meme heard around the world.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest and say I don't know this one.
Click. It's the Adam Sandler film Click. No,
is that right?
Yeah, I hate to... I don't like to correct a guest. It's from the movie Uncut Gems.
I'm sorry.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Yes. I have not seen that. Mm.
Don't bother.
Okay.
You really don't need
now,
to
I
see it.
Now, I will say one of Doug's favorite movies is Click. Boy, oh boy, did he just walk around with his remote trying to do it to me a whole bunch.
Trying to pause you. Trying to get you to fast forward. Yeah.
What a masterpiece.
Yeah. I can see how it would appeal to an engineer, especially.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point.
I love a universal remote.
It sure does.
My favorite part of that movie is in the middle of all these existential questions about life and what it means to skip past important time with loved ones, where Adam Sandler pauses things, gets up in front of his boss and pulls his pants down and farts directly in his face for 30 seconds.
Wow.
And then he unpauses the universe and the boss is like, something smells. Oh, oh my God, that is a beautiful scene. Cinema.
Is it any wonder that Doug loves it?
It's in his top six.
It's beautiful.
He pulls his pants down to do this?
Oh, he pulls his pants and underwear down directly in front of his boss while his boss is paused. It is a scene. It could have been out of Chinatown. You know, it's one of those masterpieces.
Speaking of Roman Polanski.
Speaking of my
kitty cat. Too nosy.
Okay.
All right. So,
getting back to the topic of hand of these meatballs. What will you do if nobody wants them?
Great question. It's a lot of little plastic meatballs to have.
It's honestly one of the things that's really weighing on me because my home is filled right now with simulation.
That's what I'm assuming
food.
You're saying. You really need to unload it. Wait, I'm sorry. Say, fill the simulation
filled
food.
With simulation. It's just, it's like a...
Like we're talking hoarder style?
Yeah.
No.
I can't help it. I was trying to quit smoking and I thought this will do it.
And it obviously did it work? I mean, you said you smoke... Did you say it worked? I can't remember if you said it worked.
Good question. I assumed it worked.
We got so off topic, but did you stop smoking?
For a while.
Oh, okay.
For how long?
You really stumped him.
He's smoking
right now. I have to say, I don't really like smoking in the house, Pauly, if you wouldn't mind putting that out.
I mean, but okay. Okay. I'm going to be leaving
Are you going to be okay? Or are you? Or how many cigarettes have you had today?
I've had a few packs.
Oh, dear.
I've had three packs.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Have you considered the gum rather than buying a bunch of fake food?
Wait, there's another way to do it?
Yeah, nicotine gum.
Nicotine gum.
Okay, now that you mentioned
that. And
there's
a patch.
There's so many
There's
things.
A lot of ways other than I've never seen a commercial for simulation. What's that? What's that? What's the matter?
Somebody smoking down there?
Yes.
It's a smoke.
Made the smoke alarm. Okay.
Doug has several.
Let me smoke a few more and then it'll go past the point.
Doug has several Doc Brown clocks and then whatever that is.
Okay, Doug, what's happening right now?
I created my own smoke alarms.
Okay.
A few years back, and I completely forgot till right now what they sounded like.
How was that actually more annoying than a regular smoke alarm? Like, if that was going off in my home, I would just let the fire take me.
Just die to the sound of disco chickens.
Just take a big, deep breath of that smoke.
It makes you want to just do anything to get that smoke out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, okay. So, yes, you've never heard of a patch or the gum?
Now that all the research I did was one Google search, and then it was like, yeah, replace it with something
else. And the first result was simulation food?
Yeah, what were the search terms you used?
Yeah, what'd you put in?
I might have had a few different tabs open at the same time.
Okay. And
mistakenly thought the one I was looking up was the one about the smoking. Now that you're saying all this, I'm piecing together the actual moment in my mind.
Right.
And I think that might have been what had happened after all. So,
right.
Boy,
I've spent a lot of money on simulation food.
It's really unfortunate mistake.
Well, look, if anyone's listening to this and you would like to buy several thousand versions of meatballs, apples, chocolate chip cookies, raisins, bananas.
You have raisins?
Yeah.
Fake raisins. You have a bunch of fake raisins. That just look like rabbit poop, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost, I don't even know why I bothered, you know, in the first place. There's several fully poured simulation Irish coffees, you know,
like just fully poured.
Yeah. So, well, it's plastic, but it looks like they're poured.
Right.
And those are taking up a lot of room.
Sure.
Got handles and mugs. So please, somebody, I mean, someone's got to have some use for this, right?
I mean, I guess why does someone eat 1,000 fake raisins?
Are they all in the thousands?
Yeah, almost all of them.
Okay.
Some are in the high hundreds.
Yeah, except for there were 700 apples.
We
know that.
Yeah, 600 cookies. But mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't stink or nothing.
No.
They look like
established. No, they don't stink.
Established.
Yep. Yeah.
They do and don't look like little pieces of shit. all right, well.
They call it Schrodinger's sales pitch. And I think it works.
You think it works, and yet
he's not sure.
Your house is crammed floor to ceiling with simulation food.
Please, don't blow it, okay? Just call me. Please.
Joan, perhaps your friends at the theater could use some of this.
I mean, it's the only thing I can think of.
Are you in production on a play right now?
Well, I mean, we were going to do, I have always wanted to do Oliver.
Oh my God.
Food, glorious food.
Food, glorious food. And there's a song in the beginning. Who will buy these wonderful, you know, apples
perfect.
Or whatever?
Times
you know,
perfect.
Yes,
that was my part in the play.
That's what you did
in high school.
You almost did an extra note.
Knives to grind.
Oh no, that's the same. Never mind. I got excited for a minute. See, Byrne can really only sing the same note.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I've never heard a baritone done just from the top of the chest like that. Yeah. It's so impressive.
Oh, that's right, because one is ripe strawberries, ripe.
Wow.
Right, that's another line. So all these people come out selling their wares. We would just
How
have to
perfect.
Change it. Who will buy these thousands of raisins?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They don't look like pieces of shit.
I don't
they
know.
They do. They don't.
Right.
They do.
No, I don't. I don't
that
know if we can legally change. I don't know if we can legally change the lyrics that much, and I think it would confuse the audience.
Yeah, it's an issue of legality.
Yeah, mostly.
Joan, that's you love raisins.
I mean, I do.
Love raisins?
Well, I don't know. He's making a thing
remember
of it.
She puts them in the pasta.
Oh, no. That's right. The
spaghetti. I do. It's an
put in some fake raisins.
No.
Could break the habit a little bit.
Oh, babe, why are you bringing up the raisin pasta? I just, you know, I'm already so embarrassed
about it. Trying to not blow it. I'm trying not to blow it.
Look, none of us wants to blow it.
We don't want to blow it. No one wants to blow it, Polly.
Yeah,
we really
don't blow it.
Well, Polly, I hope that there's someone out there. If the theater says this is actually too much simulated food for us, and there's some left over, I hope there's someone out there who's interested in buying all of these.
Good. Yeah, because honestly, if there is someone out there who has use for this, I almost feel like that's your might be a match made in heaven for you.
Yeah,
a person.
It's like one of those crazy things where it's like a twin flame or something.
I've always wanted a twin flame for me. I've always thought there's got to be somebody out there.
There's somebody for everybody.
Well, I think it makes sense because, you know, the duality of his life, you know, and so if he finds someone else who's sort of just like him, I feel like anyone who actually has the need for 1,000 fake meatballs is probably going to be your soulmate.
There's no other way around. If this
resonates with any person, if this resonates with someone, you marry that person.
If there's somebody
Although I don't know how that works at a wedding ceremony with someone like Polly, because when he's supposed to say, I do, I mean, is he immediately going to turn around and say, I do not?
Do you think that if you find your soulmate, you'd be able to break yourself of this habit of the Schrodinger's...
Oh, yeah, because you definitely would have to.
Very possible.
Schrodinger's syndrome or whatever you call it.
Schrodinger's syndrome. Let's call it that.
It was very possible because that would actually complete some part of me that feels like I need to be the other side of the coin for
myself.
Oh, yes. Right. Oh, well, then you just have to get married and you're done.
There you go.
Okay, here's what it is.
Contradicted all the time.
Listen, once you get...
that's funny. Now, that's
a good one, dude.
That's a good one.
Oh, thanks.
That's a good one. All you need to do is get married.
Well, just by itself, I don't think it...
It doesn't work as much?
It's not intrinsically funny by itself. I think it needs the setup. All right, well, Polly Coca-Cola, thank you so much for being here.
Listen, I will change the whole thing. If someone out there has, like you said, if someone out there has 1,000 pieces of fake sauce, that means you'd match up with 1,000 meatballs.
1,000 pieces of fake sauce? Is that what you said?
1,000 little spills of sauce.
Right. How about if somebody has one gigantic fake pot?
Ooh, that could work too, because that means they're complimenting me. That means they're thinking on the other side of the same thing.
Exactly. Because the meatballs in the picture don't look cooked.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
They look like they're ready to go in the oven.
That's right. They need some,
I mean, it's tricky because the only other sort of consumer of simulation food is children of pre-K age.
True, true.
Fill their fake kitchens.
That's true. And let me tell you something. The fake food in those kitchens... It looks terrible.
It looks awful.
Well, they've sort of changed it now. Now they have sort of this kind of, very sort of a granola-y type food that is all like wooden, but it's connected with Velcro so you can practice cutting a carrot.
Right, but it's more representational. It wouldn't fool anyone.
No, that's true. But it's just about motor skills.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It would be crazy if it did fool the kid. Like, I think they want to make sure that kids don't actually pick up a plastic fry.
That is right.
Oh, good.
That is right. They don't.
See, I'm child free, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was feeling bad for these children.
Really? Yeah. No, I got three, 4 year olds and a 6 year old. So,
you have children.
And a 27 year old nephew.
Wow.
Oh, you children.
What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your nephews and nieces. You have children.
Yeah, three kids.
Wait, how did this happen?
Late breaking piece of information.
Anyway, thank you so much for having me.
Whoa.
That's really.
All right, Polly Coca-Cola, thank you. I wish we had more time.
Wish I knew.
But we will be back when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everybody, it's Giselle, and I have free hangers. Free! That's my post. First come, first serve, as you can see. They are in a completely tangled pile. I'm just gonna leave them that way. You know, when you come over, you just gotta deal with it. I'm not gonna deal with it. Do you know how insanity-inducing it is to try to untangle what must be 500 hangers? I'm not doing it. You come over and do it. Please. Please, because I tried. I mean, look at this mess. And you know, special props to anyone who could get that one pink one from the middle. to get that one pink one. First come, first serve.
Wow. Pauly Coca-Cola.
I mean, that was... we have had so many interesting guests this time around.
That's putting it mildly, John.
Yep. And just some wild people. I've never met anyone quite like him.
No, everything about it was strange.
Yes.
And
I'm kind of creeped out by if you go to this person's home, it's just, there's mountains of fake food.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. Like, I'm imagining he has to carve out little, like narrow hallways, yes, in the, yes, midst of all these, yes, like piles he's in a, of fake a food.
Simulation food mine. And there's just...
He's like a Dig Dug in there.
He's a Dig Dug.
Was that the song of Dig Dug?
Yep.
That's the noise he made when he
it, it
kind of
sounds like Dig Dug.
It's like Sandstorm all over again.
Oh boy.
Dig Dug. Favorite game.
Of course it is.
It's got to be. How lucky to have a video game with your name in it.
Yeah, I thought it was for me.
Sure.
For a long time.
Sure you did.
Hey, I've never asked this question.
Okay.
Do you spell it the same way? D-U-G?
Yes.
Is that true?
It is.
Doug, I had no idea.
The full name is Duggan.
I had not, with two G's?
Yeah.
We've been spelling it wrong on some media.
We have. Why are you spelling it wrong?
I guess we just mean
our traditional
team.
Way to not.
Our team, yes. Yeah. Our team. Allison. She does a bad job. Can we admit it? Allison does a bad job.
Yeah.
First, there was the Instagram she hardly paid attention to.
Yeah, maybe we should probably think about that. I mean, I feel bad talking about this without talking to her first, but
well, she doesn't even listen to the show.
It's true.
She doesn't even listen. She cannot.
It's like if you call her, she answers and goes, "What?"
Yeah. And then we say, you know, could you put up a post from the show? And she says, "What's the name of the show again?" Every time.
Every time.
She doesn't do it for anybody else.
No.
Oh, rude.
Okay.
She sucks.
Well, okay. All right, Bert. Well, I mean, there's no need for that.
Well, because starting with this season, I put up all the posts.
I know you did. You've been doing a great job, Bert.
Why are we, when we're paying her so much money?
That is strange. We need to stop.
She really conned us.
I know. Yeah. She's in her 40s. You know, she's not some kid.
Yeah, I know.
I can forgive that, you know, straight out of college, fine. You need an internship type situation.
I mean, after 5 years, I'm trying to remember, why did we hire this middle-aged woman?
Do you remember? She came up to
us. It was a real hard sell, like a Harold Hill.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that.
Yes, we will. Anyway.
Yes, you have one last post.
Yes, we do have time for one last post here. And this is a post submitted by a listener. Thank you to Matt Moore for submitting this.
Matt S'more, babe. I'm surprised he came through with that.
Oh, do you think he likes s'mores with the name Moore?
I don't know if I do anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened. The drill? The taste of the drill?
You like them no s'more?
I think I have to go to the dentist after this.
What? Why?
Well, just I've had so much of this kebab marshmallow.
Okay. I was worried he was going to say because he drilled those chocolates into
that's
the
right.
thing and that he bit down on, you know,
the screws,
like a screw.
The screws didn't help.
No, I imagine they wouldn't. But
I would have thought you would use edible screws. But anyway.
The main complaint for you is the shavings of marshmallow.
Too much marshwarma.
Right. I was just taking bites out of it directly.
Funny we say marshmallow, but it's marshmallow.
I know. It is very weird.
I hate it too.
I feel like some people used to pronounce it that way, right? Or was it ever like
they
that?
They must have at some point. But here's the thing. What's
I think
tricky
it's because
about it,
when you hear. So you go on. You go.
So what's tricky about it is. I like the way that the word looks.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I wouldn't want it to have an E in it, but I will pronounce it with the E.
Are we sure there's no product that actually spells it mellow?
I can't be sure.
It's probably something with THC in it.
Well, I didn't mean to take the air out of the room, but I guess it makes sense for a Malamar, right? Isn't that like a packaged s'more? What is a Malamar?
But you know, there's no W in the Malamar.
No, that's true.
Yes.
But what is a Malamar?
Don't remember.
Is it just chocolate covered marshmallow?
I think that's correct.
It just doesn't appeal to me.
I think that's correct.
Who wants to eat a raw marshmallow?
Children. They do the test.
They're not good.
No, they're not good.
What's the test?
The marshmallow test.
I don't know what that is.
I will give you one marshmallow now.
Oh, it started with marshmallows?
Yes.
I see. People do it all minutes. The time, but with different things now. Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. Yes, we tried something like that. With the boys.
Really?
Yes. We were like, you can have one match now.
Oh, no. Joan.
Well, this was before. We were trying to get them to learn restraint, right?
Right.
And then, I mean, as you can imagine, they
waited for the five matches.
They did. I don't know. We've made some wrong turns as our parents.
We have. Anyway, Matt Moore. He submitted this. This is in the crime and safety section. It is submitted. It's posted by Natalie. Mm. Natalie says, last night around 10-ish p.m., someone or some PPL/kids.
Oh.
So it's either someone or some people, kids.
Okay.
Mostly kids, I'm assuming. Don't know.
Boy, you're know really getting wrapped around the axle on describing these people.
We got Natalie's whole thought process.
Yes.
Came to ring on our doorbell. We didn't open the door, but today in the morning there was a Kraft cheese on the driveway.
What?
I'm not okay with PPL trying to pull a joke on someone, especially that late at night. If you know your kid was out there doing that, please make sure they know of the consequences. Oh. This was on Bald Cypress Road and Old Buchanan.
Wait, a crap, like they mean like just a single slice of cheese?
Joan, it sounds to me like someone rang their doorbell and left a single slice of cheese in the driveway. And this woman, Natalie, is incensed. 10 p.m. they do this?
I'm not even sure. And I'm speaking as a victim of many, many pranks. Sure. I'm not sure that that's a prank of any kind. It almost sounds like an accident.
Absolutely. Sounds like a DoorDash got the wrong address.
Although it does remind me of things, and we've talked about this, that drives me so crazy, is these nonsensical TikTok viral trends where you do something mean to a baby or a kid, and one of them is to toss a single slice of Kraft cheese onto a baby's face or head.
I've seen that. I've seen
or
that.
Even a dog or a cat.
Yes.
Well, what are we doing?
We're wasting food.
Yes.
And we're tormenting these. We're making fools.
100%.
Jalliope threw one on my forehead.
Yeah.
I really? Started running backwards uncontrollably.
He acted like most of the dogs do.
I have not seen it with dogs, so I didn't realize that was the result. The dogs are trying to back out of the cheese.
The dogs are back out. Yes. The cats act stunned.
They just freeze?
They freeze.
And the babies, of course, are witless. They have no idea.
They have no idea. And it's just,
I think it's actually okay to do it to babies.
Well, I'm not sure that it is. Well, certainly not the crack an egg on some baby.
No, that one I don't get at all.
Oh my God. I don't know what, we're doing. I mean, this is, I guess what I want to say is, I would never do that to my kids, but then my own sons do things that are way worse and way crazier.
Yeah,
but
they're terrifying.
They're terrifying. but I don't understand what Natalie's upset about. I mean, no. I understand like, you know, the ding dong ditch situation, but they didn't even ring the doorbell, right?
No, they just knocked on the,
They
rang on the doorbell.
It says they came to ring on it. Did they ring on it?
They came to ring on our doorbell.
Is very weird.
Yes.
They came to ring on our doorbell. Does it mean they did?
We didn't open the door.
They came to ring
on our doorbell. Okay, you know, but this has got me thinking, though.
Okay.
What if it's the grocery gang again?
Oh, it really could be.
Yeah. For the carrots?
Doug says, of course.
The carrots?
The carrots, ago. Yes. Remember the pizza on the windowsill?
I do remember that. That was a fun one. That must have been the grocery boys as well.
It could have been. Pizza's made of groceries.
If you think about it, a pizza can be broken down its component parts of groceries.
Yes. Listen, all I have to say to Natalie is that PPL could be doing a lot of different things in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if the worst thing is that they're coming to ring a doorbell and dropping some cheese. Eh.
And you know what? Let me say this too. Kids are PPL too.
They sure are.
Yes.
Slash kids.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. We want to thank everyone for listening. Again, if you'd like to submit a post, send it to Burnt and Joan at Burn and Joan at Doug.com.
D-U-G.
D-U-G. Burn and Joan at gmail.com. And if you want to hear ad-free versions of the show, go to cbbworld.com and sign up on the Maximus tier. Very impressive sounding. Mm-hmm. And that's where you will also find bonus episodes that are behind a paywall. We release them. They're called the Bonus Room. And it's various things. We hear from other people in Dignity Falls as well as whatever we do.
Yeah, these are not rooms, actually. They're metaphorical rooms.
They're metaphorical
rooms. I think people get that.
I understand what he's saying. Better safe than sorry, sure.
All right, babe. You're right. I'm sorry.
You don't want people thinking they can come here.
No. Yeah. Okay.
We should end it. Okay, so thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And until then, goodbye.
Bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Dhruv Uday Singh.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going. Thank you.